To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Here's the bracket. We've got 8-seed Oklahoma hosting 9-seed Alabama.
Mm-hmm. We see a rematch. It was, 21-23 during the regular season in Norman, where they got clipped.
Yeah, and Oklahoma beat them last year, too.
Yeah.
Oklahoma kind of has their number, so that's a really good game.
That's what we said about Georgia and Bama, too, in the SEC title game.
And then the winner of that plays Indiana. Mm-hmm. On that side of the bracket, Texas Tech is awaiting the winner of Oregon and the Dukes of Madison James.
Which will be Oregon.
Texas A&M is the 7-seed. They will host 10-seed Miami. Mm-hmm. And the winner of that plays Ohio State. That's pretty juicy.
That's by far the best game.
Part of the bracket there.
That's the best game of the opening round.
And then you've got Georgia awaiting the winner of the 6-seed Ole Miss hosting the 11-seed Tulane.
You know we've seen that game this year, right?
Green Wave, yeah. 45-10.
Yeah.
They played already once at the venue where they're going to play this one, and Ole Miss won 45-10.
And look, I get having...
At any rate...
Oh,
go ahead. No, go ahead, you big stud.
I am not complaining, and I get why you have to have access, but it is a bummer. I'm not bitching, but it is a bummer when you had some good teams. See Notre Dame, see Texas... the tournament would be a lot more interesting if we had less inclusion.
Oh, yeah.
If we replaced Tulane and James Madison and we threw in Vandy or Texas and BYU, whatever. Like, we saw what happened when they played Texas Tech, but it's better than James Madison. But let's say Vandy, Texas, Notre Dame, two of those three, and you threw that in there. That opening week would be bananas.
Well, they shot down they had that 4-4-2-2-1 model.
Yeah.
And they shot it down.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that be a lot better? Because I was looking at that today.
Yeah.
And that's 4 from the SEC, 4 guaranteed from the Big Ten, 2 from the ACC, 2 from the Big 12, and then 1 group of 5. And then 3 at-larges. It would be a 16-team field.
Yeah.
SEC would have Georgia, Ole Miss, A&M, and Alabama in, as they already do now. The Big Ten would have Indiana, Ohio State, Oregon, and USC in.
Yeah.
Because USC would get in by way of beating Michigan. Mm-hmm. Big 12 would be Texas Tech and BYU. The ACC would be, they probably wouldn't have, this would mean that there would be no conference championship games.
Yeah.
So it would just be Virginia, who had the best record in the league.
Yeah.
And then one of either Duke, Miami, Georgia Tech, Pitt, or SMU, they would have, back then they were considering play-ins.
Yeah.
So whoever they figured out would be the next two would play, like this coming weekend for a spot in the playoff.
Yeah.
G5 would be Tulane, and then the 3 at-larges you'd probably have play in between some sort of combination of Notre Dame, Texas, Oklahoma, Vanderbilt, and Utah.
Yeah.
How much better is that? And they voted that down.
Yeah. So there will continue to tweak. So last year we had to change because of what happened. We changed the way the seeding and the byes worked. My guess is this coming one we will have some protections against 2 group of 5s. So,
well, anyway, I think this is, the first thing I want to say is I have a hard time believing, as good as Indiana is, and what a great win over Ohio State.
It's incredible.
And they're undefeated. Like, mm-hmm. I have a really hard time believing that Indiana is going to beat Ohio State, mm-hmm. Alabama, Texas Tech, or Oregon, and then Ohio State or Georgia.
Yeah.
All in a row. I just really have a hard time wrapping my head around that. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, yeah. I thought Urban Meyer said something really It was true. It was a bold statement, but it was true. And it was funny. You know, sometimes, you know, you're thinking something and then someone says, and you're like, oh my God, the dude's in my brain. When they beat Ohio State, and I was kind of sitting on the couch watching it, I said, this is the single best thing. It was like the single best job I've ever seen in the history of college football. I always thought Bill Snyder did the greatest coaching job I've ever seen. What he did at Kansas State, but he never did this. I was just kind of sitting there and I was trying to process it. Urban Meyer on the day has said, this is the single greatest coaching job in the history of college football. Mm. And I was like, bingo.
What if he loses in the playoff,
though? It doesn't matter. The fact that in 2 years, Kurt Cignetti took Indiana from beyond irrelevant and took it with mostly James Madison transfers and just kind of hodgepodge guys. And then this year got in the transfer portal again. They still don't recruit at an elite level from a talent standpoint, with the exception of James Madison and Tulane. That is the least talented team of anyone in the bunch. And they have beaten Oregon and Ohio State. And so, yes, I'm with you. I do not think that over the course of this run here, week after week after week, I don't think the depth and the overall talent is enough at Indiana to actually finish this thing. But regardless of what happens, what they've done over the last 2 years is the single greatest coaching job I've ever seen in college football and should be studied. Now, if Indiana wants to be back here year after year after year, they got to start stacking some serious recruiting classes, because that's just the way this works.
Well, you know the kids he brought in.
It's incredible.
He was at James Madison.
He was at James Madison.
The Dukes.
The Dukes. So, yes, I would tend to, if you asked me who's more likely to win this, and it's funny because Indiana, to me, proved that they were better than Oregon. They went into Autzen and they won that game. But if you asked me who is more likely to win this whole thing, I think the depth of Oregon.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I think that there is a better chance that they could withstand the 4 weeks, or in the, you know, 3 weeks, because James Madison's whatever.
I feel like the one side of the bracket, I feel pretty confident saying it should be Ohio State and Georgia. That's the one side.
Yes.
Now, on the Oregon side of the bracket, I think
open.
It gets really interesting because Texas Tech, Oregon is a toss-up. Mm-hmm. Although I would lean toward Oregon there. Alabama is interesting as well, and I know that everybody's crapping on Alabama. They have not looked good for a while now.
Yeah.
But remember what we were talking about with Ohio State last year going into this tournament. They remember, they lost to Michigan. Yeah. They didn't play in the conference championship game. Everybody was saying, fire Ryan Day. Well, they won the whole damn thing. They came up. They came out with a firecracker shooting out their ass, and they were a buzzsaw.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama has that potential. Yeah. I'm not saying that they will do that, because they have looked quite flawed this year, but they have the talent and the coach. I think they need to get Jam Miller back. I don't know if he's going to be back or not. I don't know.
Yeah, they couldn't run the ball at all.
How long his injury was, and by the way, that the Jam Miller thing was not brought up at all. Much of the broadcast, or at least of the broadcast that I watched, or the College Football Playoff Committee didn't bring it up. I thought that was actually a big factor in why Alabama was. I mean, Georgia played great.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Jam Miller is a really good player for Alabama. He's the running back. He didn't play in the Georgia game, and they couldn't run the ball.
Yeah.
So why does no one bring that up? At any rate, I'm not trying to defend Alabama. They have flaws, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we saw this last year with Ohio State, where everybody wrote them off. Be careful. That is it. That's the most talented team on that side of the bracket, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, if they
and
get
they're healthy. The 9 seed.
Yeah.
Remember, Ohio State was the 8
Eight seed
last year. Mm-hmm. So Alabama, to me, is interesting. I think on this side of the bracket, you never, like, Indiana's just going to be really tough. But I think the two interesting teams are Alabama and Oregon. And I don't know how, I don't think Oklahoma beats Alabama. So I'm going to go Alabama, Indiana, Texas Tech, and Oregon. I don't know which of those four comes out of that bracket. I think that is a, that is such a toss-up. They're so close.
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
And Ohio State and Georgia, quite frankly, are so close too.
Well, I mean, and honestly, I mean, the two most talented teams, like,
are over there.
Yeah. If you're saying right now who's playing the best and who scares you,
well, it's Georgia.
Georgia and Ohio State. Like, I mean, Indiana, again, I just give Indiana all the props in the world. Watching that game, if you asked me if they play that game 10 times, I think Ohio State wins 8 of them. I mean, Ohio State, one, I thought Ohio State really lacked a sense of urgency. And I wonder with and you see, even after the game, no one really cared. It was kind of like, oh, you know, all right, well, we'll see you. And for Indiana, obviously, it meant everything. They hadn't won a Big Ten title in God knows how long, since, like, what, the 40s or something. So you just look at Ohio State, the chump field goal, the missed fourth and one. I mean, there were opportunities there. I just think, again, if they played that game again on a neutral field, I would still take Ohio State in that game over Indiana.
Well,
I think there
they're
going
to be favored again.
Yes, they're going to be favored.
And it's quite possible that Oregon will be favored over Indiana again if they play.
Yeah. So, the idea, if you're Oregon, that two of the three teams that you kind of look at and you're like, ooh, which would be Ohio State, Georgia, and Indiana, two of them are on the other side, and probably the two best teams being Georgia and Ohio State. If you're Oregon, I think this bracket sets up really, really well for you. And and it may come down to, much like Alabama, I think Alabama was without, what, six starters against Georgia, and they're saying that at least a couple of those should be back for Oklahoma. A lot of that will be Oregon. Do you get some receivers back? I do not think Oregon's offense, the way it's played the last handful of games, even with Benson and Sadiq being, you know, big guys for them, I just think you're going to need some healthy bodies. I don't think you will beat better teams if this is your receiving core. Who's healthy, who's not? I don't know. But you got a long-ass time, and you don't need to play them against James Madison. So you got a long-ass time for those guys to get healthy and hopefully get back on the field for Texas Tech, which will be a test. Because if you thought Iowa played good defensively and Washington and Penn State kind of held your offense down, I got news for you. Texas Tech is going to be the nastiest defense you've seen.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.